Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a really extraordinary Govardhan Parikrama. It was wonderful. We left here at 7, drove through unbelievably thick fog, and got there still around 8:15 at our Govardhan Ashram, and had a look around, and then started on Parikram, by which time the sun was shining, and it was very, very beautiful weather. And we did Harinam all the way around. We took our time, although it was still a little rushed. Sri Krishna Prabhu came with us, and got back at 5:30. So it was a long parikrama, 8-hour parikrama, and with a few stops here and there, and a picnic. We had a picnic just before Aniyor, and stopped in Radhakund as well. And all the way back, the devotees had a big ecstatic kirtan. So it was a great, great spirit. And today my plan is to go to Davanala Kund and sit with the devotees and actually just go over all the holy places we stayed, because we don't really have time to get in depth to the pastimes. And also I think our devotees are quite exhausted from yesterday's parikrama, so we'll just do that. And tomorrow we'll see about the plan for tomorrow. Now we have a question from Bhakta Alexei. He says, how long does it take to forget your life before meeting devotees, erase old samskaras? I heard about 12 years of serious practice. It depends. It's not really samskaras, not at least in the pure sense of the meaning of the word samskar, which means purifying activities, but rather we're talking about impressions that come from countless lifetimes of sinful activity, ramandi, ramitiko, and living entities wandering throughout the universe, up and down, and for how long have we been in this material world, and how many sinful activities we've created. And of course, there's devotees with different past stories, some who may have had a very previous pious births, who may have already practiced devotional service, and therefore they've already eradicated a lot of their past bad habits, anarthas, whereas others who are just starting out. And so it's hard to say. I don't think you can give one formula for everybody, but I do remember when joining, hearing, although I've never seen it, Srila Prabhupada said 30 years. So for some it may be 12, for some it may be 30. But certainly the key word here, and what Alexei was asking, is serious sadhana. We need to really learn the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and seriously apply ourselves to the same. If we really want to get that benefit that Srila Prabhupada had promised us, going back to Godhead. That wasn't just by the way or any old way, but it was about serious spiritual practice. And that calls to mind the discussion we're having yesterday with Asit Krishna's, who while doing parikrama, and it was about the mahants that nowadays are just advertised left, right, and center in Vrindavan and everywhere else. The pandas who we came across in Uttarakhand. What do these people really know about Krishna consciousness? Do they know Siddhanta? Do they know Tattva? Do they understand our rasa principles? And generally, my personal experience has been, as someone who's been living for 20 plus years in the Govardhan area, is that for the most part, pandas memorize some verses, but they're there to make a living. That's not what they should be doing, but they're there just to make a living out of pilgrims, and they're, although they certainly have a certain level of faith in Krishna, say in Radhakund, in Srimati Radharani, and they have high birth in order to have taken birth there, but they know very little. They know very little about rasa tattva and our siddhanta, our philosophy, what to speak of when they're from other sampradayas, such as Ramanuja sampradaya, Madhava sampradaya, who also do Bhagavad Katas and so on, of course, something that Srila Prabhupada very strongly taught against, but don't really have a clear vision of perfect Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta. So, going back to the original question, it requires serious study, serious practice of what Srila Prabhupada had given us and labored to give us. Why did Prabhupada write these books? Why did he give it to us? Was it simply because Srila Prabhupada wanted to impress the world with the great Vaishnava literature? No, it was to educate his followers. And Prabhupada didn't write one book, not just two books, but many books. And these books are textbooks, and they're textbooks that are meant to be studied and imbibed if we are also to actually get the real benefit of our Krishna conscious practice. Benefit. That's it. We're getting ready to go over and see what condition devotees are in for breakfast, and then we'll be on our way to our next parikrama. Hare Krishna.